Radio Daily for, look at there, Weekend Eve. Hope you're doing all right. Hope nobody made you walk the plank yesterday. So that's great. Hey, welcome to the 20th of September with the fantastic folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You know, some Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy types of places the folks bring it to you today. Well, that guy right there, he always knows the right thing to say. It's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
There's a 68.71% chance you're right.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you acknowledging that. And hi, I make all the magic happen. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
On the other side of the screen, it all looks so easy.
It certainly is. When you've got the touch. Sorry, I just blended genres. Well, not genres. You know what I mean. What happened, sir, on this amazingly fantastical day way back in the years?
I would just like to say that yesterday my timbers were shivered several times, and I appreciate everybody who sent me those messages that did that. In 1519, Ferdinand Magellan set sail from Sanlúcar de Barrameda with about 270 men on his expedition to circumnavigate the globe.
I didn't know you needed that many people. 1633, Galileo Galilei is tried before the Inquisition of the Catholic Church on charges of heresy for teaching his theory that the Earth orbits the sun.
He was able to anticipate that because they weren't the Spanish Inquisition.
Ah.
In 1848, the international nonprofit organization, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, or ASS, is founded. The organization defends scientific freedom, encourages scientific responsibility, offers science outreach programs, promotes cooperation between scientists, and supports scientific education. Still does not grant Neil deGrasse Tyson the license to be quite so smarmy.
1891, the first gasoline-powered car is debuted in Springfield, Massachusetts.
1904, the Wright brothers fly in a circle for the first time in their Wright Flyer 2.
You think we could turn it? I don't know, Orville.
I thought you thought about that.
1938, the Radio Manufacturers Association adopts standards for a U.S. television system and submits those proposals to the FCC.
1940, Genevieve Grotjan completes the decryption of the Japanese Purple Code diplomatic cryptographic machine.
1951, production of the first receivers for the CBS broadcasting sequential color system begin.
1952, Alfred Hershey and Martha Chase publish a report confirming that DNA holds hereditary data.
And started making Assassin's Creed. 1954, the first program written in the Fortran programming language is executed. Fortran, a acronym for Formula Translator, was invented at IBM for technical and scientific applications by a group led by John Backus. I'm not sure they realize what acronym really means.
Yeah, was it Backus? Yes.
In 1968, the Star Trek episode Spock's Brain first airs. In it, Captain Kirk travels to a strange planet to track aliens who have stolen Spock's brain. It is the 56th episode and the first episode of the third season, and also something that we riffed at a convention a couple years ago.
Aw, 1977, NASA launches the Voyager 2 spacecraft on a mission to fly past Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune.
1979, the science fiction television series Buck Rogers in the 25th Century premieres on the NBC network in the U.S. with the episode Awakening. The pilot episode is a modified version of the theatrical release, which omits some scenes, including a popular reference by Tweaky to his freezing his ball bearings off. Beady, beady, beady.
1984, The Cosby Show. No, 1973, Billie Jean King beats Bobby Riggs in the Battle of the Sexes tennis match at the Houston Astrodome, leading way to that movie.
1984, the show debuted on NBC.
1986,
Matlock!
Starring Andy Griffith, premiered on NBC.
1987, the first email message sent from China is sent to Germany.
2000, the United Kingdom's MI6 secret intelligence service building is attacked by individuals using a Russian-built RPG-22 anti-tank missile. The perpetrators remain unidentified.
2002, Walt Disney Pictures releases the anime film Spirited Away, directed by Hayao Miyazaki, and featuring the vocal talents of Davie Chase, Jason Marsden, and Suzanne Plachette to 26 U.S. theaters in a limited release. Yes. Davie Chase, isn't that one of the guys from Hamilton?
Why not? Yes, even. This is also that same day, same year, Firefly, created by Joss Whedon, premieres on the Fox Network, out of order in the episode. Oh my God. We still, to this day, will always tell you, you can't take the sky from me.
Yeah, don't even get me started in the whole conspiracy theory with the movie that Universal put out, even though they messed up all of the artwork and stuff like that and trying to portray that in a completely different light. And I've got, anyway, we'll save that for another time. 2007, the United States Mint unveils a new $5 bill with high-tech security features and new colors online. marking the first time the U.S. government has exclusively used the internet to announce a change in currency. Hopefully, they put up a low-res picture of the...
2011, the United States military ends its don't ask, don't tell policy, allowing gay men and women to serve openly for the first time, to which many of us went, it's about flipping time.
Birthdays. Wait, don't ask, don't tell involved women? Not in like a homosexual context, but like, are you a woman? I'm sorry, you're not allowed to ask me, so I'm not going to tell you. Spencer Locke, 27 years old, from Cougarton, Monster House, Detention, and the Resident Evil movies.
Asia Argento is 43, from Demons 2, Triple X, Land of the Dead, big fan of Bad News Bears.
Kind of been in the news recently. Kristen Johnson, 51 years old, from Third Rock from the Sun, Flintstones, in Viva Las Vegas. The X's, the original Austin Powers, and several naughty thoughts of mine as a youngster.
Michael Hurst is 61 from Hercules, Hercules, The Legendary Journey, Xena, Warrior Princess, Spartacus, Blood and Sand, and Ash versus Evil Dead.
Gary Cole, 62 years old. Kind of crazy. He's 62. Wow. Right? Midnight Caller, American Gothic, Crusade, The Brady Bunch Movie, 1 Hour Photo, Dodgeball, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby and Harvey, Herb Birdman, Attorney at Law. And of course, we remember him from Office Space.
Yeah. Yeah. Betsy Brantley is 63 from Shock Treatment, and she was the model for Jessica Rabbit.
Ooh. And in fact, I actually have my Inatech mug right behind me. Brinky Stevens, the very lovely Brinky Stevens, for 64 years old, sorority babes in the slime ball. And if I remember correctly, I believe that she has a few patents for talking to dolphins. But really, real, like, she's a super smart science lady and has figured out some sort of military communication ways to communicate with dolphins. And they actually, like, totally banned her and booted her and stuff like that and stole all her research.
Because everyone just remembers the demon trapped in the bowling trophy. Joanna Cameron is 67. That's Isis in Secret of Isis.
Anthony Dennison, 69 years old, from Crime Story, Wise Guy, Prison Break, The Closer, and Major Crimes.
Sophia Loren is 84 years of age, from The Pride and the Passion, Houseboat, Nine, and Grumpy. Old men.
Come on, I wanna lay ya. Born this day, no longer with us, 1917, Fernando Rey from The French Connection and its sequel, answering all of those burning questions. 1492, Conquest of Paradise.
Because they never quite told us what the connection was. 1917, Clarice Taylor, that's Emma on Sanford and Son, The Wiz, Harriet on Sesame Street, and Grandma on that show that debuted today in 84.
I think the connection was cocaine. Lots of cocaine. 1920, Jay Ward. He is the animator responsible for Rocky and Bullwinkle, as well as Dudley Do-Right, and basically many of our childhoods. Come on.
1929, Anne Mira from The Out-of-Towners, The Boys from Brazil, Night at the Museum, and Sex and the City, the movie.
And of course, along with her husband, Jerry Stiller, were the great comedy duo Stiller and Mira. 1934, Jeff Morris, Kelly's Heroes, Bonanza Bob's Country Bunker Owner in Blues Brothers, Two Jakes in Anger Management.
1940, William Finley from Silent Rage, Phantom of the Paradise, and Black Dahlia.
On Television Tonight on CBS, we've got a rerun of Big Bang Theory, Building Better Minds, a new Big Brother, and a rerun of SWAT.
ABC, oh look, Grey's Anatomy is Station 19. How you get away with murder? Hey, things might be coming back. Maybe.
NBC has two reruns, unfortunately, but they're still good episodes of The Good Place and a rerun of L&O Swoop.
Fox has a rerun of The Gifted, because that'll be coming back soon.
CW has a rerun of the Hanson Brothers Ghostbusting Power Hour, known as Supernatural, and The Originals.
Freeform will be showing Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and When Nature Calls.
Alrighty then. CMT, Here Comes Kitty on a new Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders Making the Team.
Discovery Channel, it's Jungle Cruise on a new Naked and Afraid. Cruising naked? Sure.
Were they letting them in at Disneyland? FX Franklin ultimately faces the consequences of his new actions on a new Snowfall.
FXX on The Simpsons, it's Bart the Daredevil, Bart of Darkness, and Jaws Wired Shut.
FXM has Lesbi Cops.
You know, it's an okay movie. It's not great, but it's a... IFC will be showing There's Something About Mary, which we learned last week was the first DivX title from Circuit City.
That's true. BBC America has an X-Files marathon.
Sci-Fi Channel is showing Lake Placid 2, followed by Lake Placid. Come on, people. It's an easy mistake right there. Fix it.
That's right. You get the answers, then you get the questions. On TBS, with Snoop Dogg presents the Joker's Well.
It's Jeopardy night. TNT is showing St. Vincent.
They just play in one of her albums. True TV to Hatch a Predator on a new Impractical Joker. Oh, no.
Science Channel has Sea Beast on a new Mega Machine, so robot beasts. But we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network, because when a newly married woman discovers her husband is secretly living a separate life with another wife, she decides to inform the other wife of her husband's deception. But the other wife intends to steal the woman's son to eliminate her for good. Helena Masterson and Josh Kelly star in My Husband's Secret Wife.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Gabby drugs Abby as part of her mysterious plan. Mysterious? I told you, they're swapping faces. Abe accuses Sheila of stealing, and more than just his heart. Lucas receives the paternity test results, and Maury offers counseling from his head producer. Lonnie tells Eli her decision about whether they should pursue a relationship. She said, No, the hell you thinking? let me think about it. Hashtag Chabby forever.
No blasted lettuce today.
No, indeed not, because everyone got lost in the rabbit hole going to search to see if they did or did not have the mysterious September 11th episode, and to find out exactly what this controversial and shockingly and horrible stinger was at the end of the show. And either they were so offended they ran away, or again, they disappeared in the black hole. Either way, you should let us know where you stand on that by dropping a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com, or you could always tell us all about it using your own magical voice by dialing that fantastic number of
510 GRD Crow.
So let us hear from you now, because soon, you remember, there's a break coming up.
To Destiny comes a new podcast. Three guardians who will guide you to glory, honor, and... Yeah, nah, not that kind of podcast. This is Happy Hour from the Tower. I'm T.
I'm Nick.
I'm Brandon.
And we're going to talk about all things Destiny. Why we play.
Why we love punching aliens in the face.
And why my dad sucks at the Crucible.
Here we go.
A podcast for players of all levels. Find Happy Hour from the Tower on iTunes, Stitcher, or at happyhourfromthetower.com. Eyes up, Guardian. Time to give up the ghost. It's Happy Hour from the Tower. First round's on us.
Hi, this is Corin Nemec from Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are. And no, hey, the Batcave podcast right now, they're also doing the Filmation, like, 77 or so Batman cartoon. So yeah, go check these things out. It's fantastic.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Well, the arcade is open. What are we playing today, sir?
CrossCode, a retro-themed 2D action RPG developed by Radical Fish Games.
What kind of fish? Radical Fish! The Gardens Between, an adventure puzzle game from the Voxel Agents about two best friends and their memories from childhood. For the Switch.
Hover, a first and third person open world parkour game inspired by the likes of Jet Set Radio, Mirror's Edge, and the Tony Hawk series. Available for the Switch.
I like the description. Lightfingers, a board game played by rogues and thieves, maybe scoundrels, for the Switch.
A Case of Distrust, a 2D adventure game set in 1924 San Francisco, for the Switch.
Reigns, Kings and Queens, contains both Reigns and Reigns, Her Majesty Reigns, Kings and Queens, and adds local co-op play, Reigns, Reigns, Kings and Queens, for the Switch. Reigns.
Chocolate Reigns. Spyro Reigniting Trilogy, a compilation of high-definition remakes of the first three Spyro the Dragon games for the PS4 and Xbox One.
Broken Sword, The Serpent's Curse. George and Nico return for the fifth game in Charles Cecil's Broken Sword franchise. They embark on all new adventures that involve an investigation into an armed raid on a Paris gallery, partially funded by Kickstarter, for the Switch.
Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Torna, The Golden Country. It's a standalone release of that game for... It's a standalone release of the Torna of the Golden Country DLC for Xenoblade 2 that tells the story of the war that took place 500 years before the main game. Available for the Switch.
My Brother Rabbit, a beautifully drawn exploration, adventure, and puzzle game set in a surreal world that mixes reality with a child's imagination. For the Switch.
Valkyria Chronicles 4 tells the coming-of-age story of this young Squad E during their battles in the snowy north of Europa. For the Switch, PC, and Xbox One.
Retimed, local multiplayer game with slow motion players fight in arenas against each other. Each time a player is about to get killed, a slow motion bubble is formed around them. That allows the players to react and try to avoid the threat. For the Switch.
That's going to mess anybody who listens to our show on 1.5 or twice speed. Punchline, an adventure game that adapts and expands upon the Punchline anime. It's available for the PS4 and PS Vita.
Oh, see, I thought that was just like Little Mac was going to start running marathons. This is The Police 2. Interpret the law as you see fit. Run the sheriff's department, manage your cops, make tough decisions. Try to keep out of prison yourself, because that eventually happens to cops, maybe, for the Switch, PS4, Xbox One, Mac, and Linux.
Hollow Knight, a 2D exploration action adventure developed by Team Cherry for the Xbox One, Mac, PlayStation 4, and Linux.
Think of the children. Work together to keep the kids alive. For the Switch.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. DC keeps announcing show after show for their streaming service, so Disney's decided they should do the same thing. So now the studio's announced they're in early development on an ambitious plan for a number of limited series centered on popular characters from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Howard the Duck?
We wish, but unfortunately they did say popular. Hearts will swoon, though, because they're planning a series about Tom Hiddleston's Loki and Elizabeth Olsen's Scarlet Witch, along with other beloved superheroes who have yet to appear in their own standalone movie. And get this, Hiddleston and Olsen are expected to reprise their roles for the streaming shows.
So a Marvel series that will actually tie into the movies? This is the most ambitious crossover. Whoa.
Each series is expected to include a 6 to 8 episodes with budgets, you know, rivaling major studio productions. Marvel will produce the show. Kevin Feige, of course, is involved. Avengers that have gotten their own movies, Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, won't get their own shows. Disney has kept the details of the service quiet, only suggesting it will launch sometime late next year and cost less than a Netflix monthly subscription.
Man, I wish it'd still been Howard the Duck.
I was hoping for Brother Voodoo or Four-Brush Man.
Where is my four-brush? Oh, where is my four-brush?
There is a long-standing rule for video game makers.
Don't release a full game so we can have downloadable content.
Well, a rule older than that. If Nintendo can do it, Sony can too. Which is why the company just announced the PlayStation Classic, a small retro console that comes bundled with a range of the original console's best, most popular games, including Final Fantasy VII.
Complete with 5-minute spell cutscenes? Yes!
Actually, there'll be extended versions and director's cuts, so 17-minute spell cutscenes.
Nice!
It'll be out on December 3rd in the US, Canada, Europe, Japan, and Australia, and include games like Final Fantasy VII, Jumping Flash, gosh, did they get Whoopi Goldberg to voice on that? Ridge Racer Type 4, Tekken 3, and Wild Arms. There'll be 20 bundles titled in total, but those 5 are the only ones that are announced at the moment.
It better have Parappa the Rappa.
It should. To prove that they are really copying Nintendo, the PS Classic will also not have an AC adapter. Just like the SNES Classic, the only power option being a bundled USB cord. The PlayStation Classic will include 2 original PS1 controllers and an HDMI cable. And it costs about $100. That's 100 Cs in Europe and 150 odds in Australia. No word on if it will accept a mod chip, so you might get to play Dino Crisis this time.
Finally! Tron.
Are they doing another movie?
God, I wish. No, Audi finally showed off its e-tron pure electric SUV at an event in Northern California. The automaker stripped off the QR code-esque wrap from the vehicle and announced how you can reserve one for your own and how much it was going to cost.
Like, what, 40 or 45K?
Starting at $74,800, the e-tron is clearly aimed at those considering the Jaguar I-Pace, which is like 70 grand, the Tesla X, which is 80 grand. You know, people with lots of money. Like those other 2 vehicles, the e-tron is packed to the electrified gills with technology including some innovative ideas. Inside the e-tron, they got the latest version of Audi's dual display MMI, along with the interior that's badged with the e-tron logo and gold accents.
Ooh, fancy.
So if you're itching for the electric Audi, you can place a reservation now with a fully refundable $1,000 deposit. If you're looking to splurge, you can get one of the $86,700 first edition models. Only 999 of those will be sold and have fancy orange accents inside and 21-inch wheels. And once we get some time behind the wheel, we'll be better able to determine how well it stacks up, you know, to the Jaguar and the Tesla that we own. E-tron, it fights for the user. The very wealthy user.
I discussed a few weeks ago about the mysterious 3-story tall cube in Fortnite named Kevin. I wanted to update you guys and let you know that some of the mystery surrounding Kevin will be revealed in the next week. There is a small chunk of time between the closing of season 5, which is today, and the beginning of season 6 on the 25th. It's during this window that Kevin will most likely do his thing. That thing could be anything from changing minor aesthetic things, returning the things that have been lost in time, the return of the rocket, to turning Loot Lake into Lava Lake. There have also been some clues leaked in graphics about a potential change of characters perceived to be good and Kevin corrupting them into their darker versions. But it may not be all about corrupting. Players have translated the runes on the Viking ship to mean renewal and transformation, which with the current Ragnarok challenge and skins, might mean that the map will be totally destroyed to make way for something completely different and new. Keep in mind, this is all in a free-to-play battle royale game that doesn't need a story. God, I love this. Which brings me to one of the reasons that this has drawn me in so hard. You see, the developers have not only filled the storyline with mystery, but also a huge dose of humor. See, during season 3, a meteor appeared in the sky. I'd mentioned that before. But when the season ended, it had impacted the map, destroying not just Dusty Depot, creating Dusty Divot, but one particular building in Tilted Towers, a popular landing spot for players. Since its destruction, a crew has come in and built parts of a brand new building. A few short weeks ago, that brand new store had its grand opening with decorative balloons and new loot locations for players. Until Kevin came through town. The only building it destroyed was that one. Oh, Kevin.
Online gaming. Fun, like Kevin. Frustrating. Like Kevin. Endless chatter from 11-year-old teabaggers who think they're so cool. Those jerks, those stupid jerks.
Breathe, man. Breathe in.
It can get to you, okay? A bad B will often result in a demand for a rematch. Maybe even demanding a real-life rematch. And that's the moment you realize that you just threatened to kill a child.
Well, that escalated quickly.
A man was arrested Tuesday for allegedly threatening to shoot an 11-year-old child, possibly at his school, after the boy beat him in Fortnite.
It's not just about fun mysteries and spider plunging around, Kevin. Come on, man.
Michael Alperti of Huntington was arrested at 1:40 in the morning and faces charges of second-degree aggravated harassment and acting in a manner to injure a child, according to the Suffolk County Police Department. The arrest was the result of him threatening to shoot a child after losing to him in Fortnite, which means that 11-year-old was up at like 1:40. The kid reported the threats, which were made through text messages and online voice messaging left using an Xbox gaming system, according to police. Now, Purdy said he planned to shoot the child, possibly at his school, according to the police. And this guy now faces up to 10 years in jail and having to play nothing but the Atari 2600 ET for the rest of his life.
Justifiable.
And then you're going to miss out on the whole Kevin thing. Ha, 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 ha. GRD is licensed with Creative Commons, attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, nice, nice, super, license. Check us out on Facebook, go to Twitter, some other website, creativedata.com.
What if Kevin is made of those game cartridges?
Oh, my God. What if all the really awful Atari 2600 cartridges are all bad cartridges? Because Superman 64 is out there. It was the one big cube, and it comes to kill you and make you play them forever.
Well, it could be.
What do you think Kevin is? Tell us, please. Drop it out to podcast at geekradiodaily.com, or you can send the voicemail to
510-GRD-CREW.
I mean, we love a good mystery.
Send check or money order to the address on your screen.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in the hole and pull it in after me.
I don't know if you noticed, but the podcast was a disaster.
Peace out, player.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye, then.
His brain is gone. Every nerve ending of the brain must have been neatly sealed.
If his brain is missing.
Spock's body is much more dependent upon that tremendous brain.
In search of his brain, Doctor.
Where are you going to look for Spock's brain?
Following the ion trail of the spaceship that has Spock's brain.
What would they want with his brain?
What have you done with Spock's brain?
I know nothing about a brain.
You're lying. You have his brain.
Ah, yes, brain. You spoke to Luma, also of brain.
I just want to talk to somebody about Spock's brain, that's all.
Brain and brain, what is brain?
The human brain controls the individual's function.
Spock's brain.
How does Spock's brain fit into this?
You are a disembodied brain.
I do not believe he has the knowledge to restore a brain.
There could be no delicate miracle that kept Spock's brain alive.
The configurations of her brain are different to your human brain, Doctor.
Dr. McCoy is proceeding to restore Spock's brain.
No one can restore a brain!